Welcome to Showdown. I'm Mark Kaysen. It is Monday, November the 4th. Tomorrow is the day. It's that simple. Tomorrow. All of this time, I remember back, well, it had to be 3 months ago, we, a few times, played 99 bottles of beer on the wall, and we did that a couple of days in a row, maybe three, just keeping in mind that there were 99 days before this. But that's all gone. No more of that. No more days. No more time. This is it. So, at school today, we had a little discussion at the end of the day. What could we do with the students, depending on what the result of the election is? And everybody went back and forth with a few things. And then came the question, well, what do we do if Trump wins? And of course, my answer was, relax. Trump's not winning. And they said, but what if he does win? I said, no, he's not going to win. And they said, but what if? So the what if, you know, that we bounced that around for about 10 seconds. And I said, look, guys, he's not going to win. But if he wins, this is what we need to do. Can you play that last clip that you got for me? Yeah, this is. Yeah, the last one. Yeah, here we go.
Du meine Arbeit für richtig hältst, ob du glaubst, dass ich fleißig gewesen bin, dass ich gearbeitet habe, dass ich mich in diesen Jahren für dich eingesetzt habe, dass ich anständig meine Zeit verwendet habe im Dienste meines Volkes. Gib du jetzt deine Stimme ab. Wenn ja, dann tritt für mich ein, so wie ich für dich eingetreten bin.
Okay, that was good. Good work. Yeah, so that's my recommendation. There, that way we would actually just be playing Trump's speeches in the original German. So that was my suggestion. Everybody thought that was pretty funny. However, he's not going to win, so don't worry about it. But that would be instructive for the students, the young minds. Okay, so let's deviate now from that original German, and let's take a listen to the two candidates so that we can sort of get a fix on what's coming tomorrow, what it all means. So first, let's listen to one of the great Germans of our time. Okay, go right ahead.
Do you want to lose your life savings because we put a weak and foolish woman in the White House? No. Do you want to lose your job and maybe your house and your pension because Kamala has the economic understanding of a child?
Never once did she call. Never once did she visit. She visited one time in an area that had nothing to do, you know, she liked it. But essentially, never once did she visit. If she wins, you will live the rest of your life as second-class citizens in your own country. That's what's happening.
We had the safest border in the history of our country the day that I left. I shouldn't have left. I mean, honestly, because we did so well.
Yeah, stop that right for 1 second, just for a second. We're going to continue it, but I just think it's really important to focus in on that last sentence. I shouldn't have left. What do you mean you shouldn't have left? You lost. When you lose, you leave. Go ahead.
I have a piece of glass over here. And I don't have a piece of glass there. And I have this piece of glass here. But all we have really over here is the fake news, right? And to get me, somebody would have to shoot through the fake news. And I don't mind that so much, because I don't mind. I don't mind that.
They laugh.
Yeah. Stop that 1 second, just a second. Yeah, so I could just talk about it myself, but you know what? Joe Scarborough did a great job, so just a minute. And go ahead, you can run that. Yeah, keep it going. I just wanted to comment that I think Joe Scarborough did a great job and deserves to be heard.
And they applaud John at him saying they'd have to shoot the press, and I don't mind that. And that's
never understand.
In 2024, that is a laughing and applause line at a political rally. Just like in 2023, Donald Trump mocking Paul Pelosi for being bludgeoned nearly to death and making jokes about that. And that was applause line. I will ask the question that I think is a fair question to ask. Who raised these people?
Yeah.
Because they were not raised by anybody in my neighborhoods that I grew up, any middle-class neighborhoods that I grew up in. These people were not there. They were not raised. I mean, they weren't in the classes I went to growing up in elementary or middle or high school or college. They just weren't there. That wasn't the America I grew up in, where people would laugh at the idea of people of press getting shot. Like, everybody would, like, sit around, like, what? What's he talking about? Again,
the Puerto Rican
other
joke.
Things. Laughing at the Puerto Rican joke.
My God.
That Puerto Ricans are a pile of trash. Are laughing at a 82, 83-year-old man being bludgeoned nearly to death.
Okay, you could stop that, Joe. That is a great question. Who laughs at that? Why is that funny? Anyway, you can move up to, I think it's about 115, right around 114, 115. And let's, by contrast, yeah, just before when she starts, this is the contrast. This is the person who is going to be president of the United States instead of that Hitler stuff. And let's take a listen to Kamala.
Assuming he challenges the results. It's just when you think you've reached ugly, true ugly, it kind of goes deeper.
And he's already talking about conspiracy theories about the election. We knew he would do that. That's going to be part of his case should he lose, of course. But I'll say again, the state local officials in states across the country are systematically debunking these. I'm thinking about that lie about Haitian immigrants voting repeatedly in the state of Georgia. The Secretary of State, his office, Gabe Sterling, Secretary Raffensperger coming out and saying this is a lie. It's Russian disinformation. Anyone amplifying that now knows this. So they're going to have to be playing whack-a-mole to put down these conspiracy theories.
But these are all
Meanwhile,
Republicans.
Vice President Kamala Harris spent part of her weekend campaigning in the battleground states of Wisconsin and Michigan. Quite a contrast from what you just saw with Donald Trump.
I see the promise of America in everyone who is here, in all of you, in all of us. We are the promise of America. We are the promise of America. It's the fathers and mothers and grandparents who work hard every day for their children's future, and the women who refuse to accept a future without reproductive freedom. And the men who support them. Americans who never voted for a Democrat before, but put the Constitution of the United States above party. You know, from the very start, our campaign has not been about being against something, it is about being for something. A fight for a future with freedom, opportunity, and dignity for all Americans. And so in these final hours, let us remember that there is power in knowing that we are together. And let us remember that your vote is your voice, and your voice is your power.
So, Caddy K, we can put
okay,
those aside.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Well, that's the choice. The crazy man who basically does Hitler, but not the original German. I gave you the original German. So you got that. And then the other one is a real president of the United States. Not somebody who says, I shouldn't have left. What a great line. I shouldn't have left. When you lose an election in the United States of America, you leave. I shouldn't have left. And tomorrow, when Kamala wins, Donald's going to tell everybody, I'm not walking away. Now, if he doesn't do that, then one of my predictions will have failed. But he's going to do it. You know, he and Mike Johnson have a little secret, right? Well, that's the secret. Wait till you see what Mike Johnson's got planned. But that's all right. The United States of America can handle this. And we will in very short order. Donald will be gone. You're not going to win this election. The Democrats are not going to win this election and have Donald J. Trump take over. It's just not going to happen. I understand Donald saw Maduro do it in Venezuela. And he praised it at the time. The problem is, it won't work here. He won't do it. Michael says, I have a call at 3:30 my time, but I'll try calling in tomorrow. I'm going to be a poll observer. Yeah, that's great, Michael. I'm looking forward to hearing about that. I'll give you a call to let you know how it's going. No, that'll be terrific. I really look forward to it. A lot of work has gone into all of this, Michael, and everybody. A lot of work, a lot of time. You know, it all really sort of boils down to the information that we got yesterday, and it's exactly what I've been talking about for 3 months. Kamala's on fire with inspiration for this country, to the point where even in Iowa, where Donald was leading by 18 points, listen to that number, 18 points less than 3 months ago, 18. And yesterday, when the poll was concluded, the last one for the year, Kamala was plus 3. Now, everybody disagrees over whether she can really win in Iowa. Maybe she can, maybe she can't. But the lady who ran that poll, who, by the way, has been running it forever, long time, she's never been wrong. Now, don't miss me here. She's never been wrong But tomorrow, she could be wrong. By a little. Not by much. Because up until now, each election, she has said, okay, candidate's going to win by six, wins by six. Candidate's going to lose by nine, loses by nine. I mean, right on the number. She's done great. It's not a trick. It's not magic. She's got a way of doing this that works. And it works every time. And because it has worked, she keeps doing it the same way. As she says, she polls looking forward instead of trying to input a lot of information that really amounts to past data. And essentially, she's come up with really great numbers. And here she is. Joe Biden was down by 18. Then came Kamala. And the numbers started moving. And they moved all the way to yesterday's finish. Plus three for Kamala. And here's the problem that Donald has, because he came out with a bunch of polls today from Iowa that said something different. But those polls have been wrong. That's all right. He could come up with any poll. He could make up a poll. I've seen people make up polls. I know how this works. People make up polls to try to convince somebody else that something different is happening. But the problem is that this poll shows one thing that's absolutely incontrovertible. The momentum is going forward, and Kamala is gaining by the week. And as we get to the end, everything's breaking her way. It's breaking her way in Iowa, and Iowa is a conservative red state. We're not talking about New York. We're not talking about Illinois. Not talking about California. This is Iowa. Iowa is breaking toward Kamala, and so I am saying, and many others are saying this today too, very probable that this is happening all over the country. Highly probable. And it boils down to what I said way back, over 3 months ago. Women, blacks, young people. It's that simple. And women, the difference between the women and the men, the divide in this Iowa poll, it is the largest divide between men and women in the history of the United States election process. Not just a little. It's the biggest. Because men are voting for Donald. I don't know what their problem is. Well, and I think I do, but I don't have time to get into it, to tell you the truth. But women aren't playing. Let me show you something. I could have done this differently, but I didn't have time. So I'm going to put something up on the screen that you can see. And we can try to make some sense out of all of this. Let's see. Pull this up here. Nope, wrong place. Okay. Here we go. See if I can get this right. Oh, here we go. So you can see it now?
Yeah, but it's got green in it. It's messing with the chroma key and green screen.
Okay. Well, at any rate, you can see eight women. So those eight women are either harmed substantially or dead. And that's because in our medical system today, the decisions are being made not by doctors, but by Ted Cruz and people like him all over Congress, and it's a crime. It's a true crime. Women sterilized, women dead, because they go into the doctor and they say, I need help. Doctor says, yeah, you're experienced sepsis. Soon your organs will fail. And by the time we get to the end of the process, we'll see if we can save you. We could save you right now, but that's against the law. So we'll have to, we'll wait. And right at the end, we'll see if we can do anything to save you. Hopefully we can. If we can, you may not ever be able to get pregnant again. But, hey, Ted Cruz will get what he ordered. And, of course, Donald Trump is responsible for all of it. And women know this. You notice, I didn't say anything about an abortion. Those eight women, they didn't want an abortion. That's not what we're talking about. Those were eight women who were trying to have children. But they ran into what's inevitable because of nature, miscarriages. But the doctors who know exactly what to do when you have a miscarriage, they save your life. Or they help you to avoid the kind of infection that these women have experienced, which is, of course, sepsis. And then everything stops. I've talked about this for a long time. I've explained that every year, thousands of women have miscarriages. Just happens. It's no one's fault. But the doctors are supposed to be able to save these women from sepsis, sterilization, and death. But they're not allowed. Because Ted Cruz and Lindsey Graham and Donald Trump, they decided they know what to do when it comes to women's health care. So they're handling it. It's a crime. It's a crime. The doctors can go to jail for what they're being accused of, which is actually nothing, because if they don't provide any medical service, then they're safe. The congressmen, the political people, they should be in jail. Should be. Of course, Donald, on the other hand, after he loses this election, which he's going to do everything he can to hang in there because he wants to avoid the inevitable, Donald faces sentencing in 2 weeks. Now, we'll get to that when the time comes. We're not there yet. Anyway, the Iowa poll looks good. A lot of momentum. The election is breaking big time in favor of Kamala because it's women. The women are coming out to vote. You know, I said this the very first day after the debate. After Joe Biden's debate, I said, Kamala has to be the candidate, and Joe Biden has to go, although we love him, done a great job. The 158 scholars who call him the 14th best president in the history of the United States, they recognize the great work that Joe Biden did. There's nothing wrong with Joe Biden. Nothing. But he can't speak anymore the way he did. He's not 50. He's 82. He can't do it. And so we did the right thing. He did the right thing. Stepped aside, turned it over to Kamala. And here we are tomorrow. It's really a great story. This is such a great political story. It really is. It's phenomenal. I mean, you know, Miracle on 34th Street, It's a Wonderful Life, all that kind of stuff. That's what this is. Jimmy Stewart in Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, all of those. Here we are. It's a great one. And I think it's going to be capped by an inaugural speech that's just going to amaze this country. She is going to rise to the occasion in a way that is really, I think, going to catch the country by surprise. She knows how to do this. She is excellent. She's going to do it. And I know everybody says, well, Mark, what are you going to say if Donald wins? Donald's not going to win. Just look at the Iowa poll. Donald is not going to win. On top of the women, on top of blacks, on top of young people, you got Puerto Ricans. Don't forget them. North Carolina, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania all have hundreds of thousands of Puerto Ricans in each one of those states. They're not kidding. They are not kidding. If you're not listening to the programs where they bring on Puerto Ricans to talk about what's going on here, you're missing it. We had a good friend of mine, Juan Figueroa, Puerto Rican, came on here, I guess last week, probably the beginning of last week, and talked about this and spoke very clearly about it. This is no joke. I mean, Donald can get up there and say, blah, blah, blah. I don't care what it is, whatever his story is. Puerto Ricans aren't buying it. They're not listening to any of that. They know what's going on here, and they're going to vote. And that's the end of it. There are 5.8 million Puerto Ricans in the United States on the mainland. All the Puerto Ricans, all of them, in Puerto Rico and here, are American citizens. I know Donald wants to end birthright citizenship. Oh, he can want to do a lot of things. And he'll have a lot of time in that trailer that Jim Comey wants to set up at Rikers. And he can just hang out in that trailer and he can dream of what he would have done mass deportations, concentration camps, and birthright citizenship. You heard him 2 minutes ago. I played it. The rest of your life, you'll be destroyed by Kamala Harris. That's what he said. The rest of your life. Come on. That's the question. Who believes that junk? Who listens to it? Oh, I'm sorry. I know exactly who listens to it. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He listens to it. Yeah. RFK Jr., big time. In fact, he's got himself all kinds of great appointments. Too bad he'll never get any of them. But really, he got close. He got close. Donald's promising him the moon and all he's going to give him, at best, is a headache. Because Donald's going to jail. And RFK is going to have to listen to a lot of mess from his family, who thinks he's crazy anyway, which I guess they're right, and anybody else. I mean, it's just, listen, you think he's not crazy? Try this one on. First of all, Donald wants to put RFK Jr. in charge of children's health care for the nation. Children's health care. Well, gee, wouldn't that be sweet? Let's just kill the kids. No more vaccinations. Do you know what's happened in places where they've stopped vaccinations? Polio is coming back. Measles is on the rise. These are all people who decided that their kids shouldn't be vaccinated because the vaccines could do bad things. After these vaccines have been vetted and investigated and examined and tested and everything you can imagine, call it any word you want, it's all the same thing. The vaccines are safe. In fact, without them, we got trouble. A lot of trouble. You know what's floating around right now? Pertussis. You know what pertussis is? Whooping cough. Now, if you get it, you're probably just going to cough a lot and you're going to hate it. But you'll be okay, probably. But if your young children get it, now I'm talking about 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, they can die. That's why, if you're in a family where they're having kids, and you're like a grandparent or something, but other relatives, too. I mean, if you're going to be in connection with the kids, they tell you to go get a Tdap because that includes pertussis. Because if you're protected from it, then the kids are protected from it. And you need to be protected from it. It's awfully simple. I know, it's just a cough. But it will kill a kid. And it's on the rise right now. Right now. It's growing. It's spreading. You need to be vaccinated. You do. RFK Jr., he knows what to do. Do nothing. That's his plan. Just do nothing. However, That's not even the good one. Because RFK Jr.'s got a better idea for you. Unbelievable. I can't even believe I have to say this. I could have gotten the clip for this. I really should have. I might do it tomorrow. I could do it tomorrow. Hey, Joe.
Yep.
Do you know who Jack the Ripper is?
I do.
Good. So how about Colonel Jack Ripper? Do you know him?
Nope.
Okay. Well, I think I can get it for you tomorrow. I mean, I know I can get it. The question is, can we get it up here? I can get it. Anyway, Colonel Jack Ripper. That's, of course, very famous movie. That's Sterling Hayden. And it's the Stanley Kubrick film from 1959. And, of course, that's Dr. Strangelove. Dr. Strangelove, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb. Peter Sellers, George C. Scott. Great movie. Great movie. Clever. So here's the deal. In fact, what's his name? James Earl Jones was his first movie. Anyway, you know, I know too much about movies. But anyhow, so here's the deal. Jack Ripper was worried about one thing. He was worried about his his bodily fluids. Yeah, he was worried about his bodily fluids. And the thing that was getting his bodily fluids that was destroying it was fluoride. Fluoride. And RFK Jr. is coming to the rescue because he's going to ban fluoride in our water day one. Day one, ban the fluoride. There you go. Then you won't have to worry about your bodily fluids being sapped somehow. Unbelievable where we are. Yeah, I've got it too, Greg. I've got it. I just have to figure out how to get it to Joe so that we can pull it up. I think I know how to do it. But at any rate, it's unbelievable. It's funny enough. And the point is, yes, get rid of the fluoride. Yeah, well, that exactly. DRC, fluoride is not a 100% good thing. You understand that? No, DRC, I don't understand it. I know the toothpaste that we all get that's loaded with fluoride for a good reason. Because you need it for your teeth. Please. That is one of the best communist conspiracy beliefs going back to, well, the John Birch Society. Fluoride would destroy us. That it was a communist plot to destroy America. Only problem is it's sort of long-lasting, long-working. They started that back, in the 1950s? And 70 years later, it still hasn't gotten us. But you know what? It's going to get us. Yes, it is going to get us. Yep, it's going to get us. Just keep it up. It'll get us. One of the people on MSNBC today was actually very funny because he said, actually, this could be a plan for something else. get rid of the fluoride, and then what we'll do is increase the number of dentists because we're going to need them. So silly, but dangerous. So dangerous. Believe me, there are people out here who believe all this. Rent free. You're right, DRC. Rent free. Oh, my. Here's the thing. If you want to enjoy dinner, you're going to need teeth. I know it's a hard concept to understand, but I can tell you right now that the people at Wendy's are absolutely going to recommend that when you eat there, you bring your teeth. Hey, it's just recommended. Eat dinner, bring your teeth. Now, I'm just saying, if you want your teeth to work, probably good to have a little fluoride. But at any rate, you're going to get great food. I can guarantee you that at 18,000 Chesterfield Airport Road. Starting with the wings, then you go to the smoked meat, hamburgers, cheeseburgers, patty melts with lots of onions, salads, great drinks, pizza, all great food at Wendy's. And then, of course, don't forget, they've got the baby back ribs, and they're just terrific, but you do need your teeth. Baby back ribs and onion rings, my favorites. I've generally used my teeth in eating these things, but the food's great any way you cut it at Wendy's. You'll love it. And after you're through there, or if you're tired of the surroundings, you can go straight out to Defiance and try some really great Wendy's food, same Wendy's food, all the same, out at Defiance. You'll love it. Try Wendy's. Now, you don't need your teeth to go to 4506 Hampton. You don't. Just not necessary. You're not going to eat the jewelry. You're just going to look at it. Of course, it's Jewels on Hampton. And my good friend Al will love to meet you, and you can show him all the great jewelry pieces you've got and the coins, and you can do business together, sharing and buying and selling, you know, coins and jewelry. And then on top of all of that, they'll help you with designing jewelry. It's really a great place to go and talk to some real experts who are also just plain nice people. That's Jewels on Hampton, 4506 Hampton. And remember, they'll fix your watch. Now, I've been warning you. Now, this wasn't that hard. Anybody could figure it out. The weather was going to turn. Hey, the sun, you know, it moves relative to the earth. Of course, it's the earth going around the sun, but, you know, but it's relative, it's moved. And the point is that as a result, you get winter. And when you get winter, you need an overcoat. I mean, I love my suit. I've got this suit on today, blue tie. No, I love it. Blue shirt. No, it's St. Louis Suit Company. They provide just tremendous clothing. It's really excellent. But when it gets cold enough and it starts raining like this, you want to protect your clothes and keep warm. So get an overcoat. Great prices on overcoats at the St. Louis Suit Company in Clayton. They've been there for 30 years because they're that good. Now, also, if you're getting married, They're the best for weddings. Everybody knows. Go there and get your wedding attire, and you will love the St. Louis Suit Company in Clayton. Let's see. RFK Jr. will be helpful in establishing better health care and integration in health standards. Yeah, you know something? You're right. DRC, you're right. And I think that when Donald moves into the trailer, that RFK should go right there with him and give him all the health care advice. And he can even shoot him up with some Clorox. I think they'll work great together. I would look forward to that. Save your friends and family from it, however, because it wouldn't be good. DRC says a red Trump tie would look so much better, Mark. But here's the thing. Those obsequious penguins who chased Trump around Manhattan back during the trial when he ended up being convicted as a felon, they wore those red ties and blue suits. Yeah, that's on my side. We don't do that. We wore little Mao, you know, the little Mao jackets. Yeah, they're good. You carry a little Mao red book with you. That, in fact, that's what Donald should be selling, is Mao Zedong's little red books. He's going to need the money for lawyer expenses. Okay, so let's go to Talena's. You were doing it. That's great, Joe. So Talena's is in Creve Coeur, 141 and Olive, right over by the Dierbergs. And they've got the best spaghetti and meatballs that you will ever have anywhere. I promise. On the planet, it's the best. I talked to Mehdi last night. Mehdi's worried. Mehdi thinks that Donald has a chance. He doesn't want him to, but he's afraid he does. Nah, no chance. But anyway, Talena's, best Italian food probably in the country, certainly in the city. 40 years of Talena's. Cannot beat Talena's. I love it. You will too. Go get those spaghetti and meatballs. You don't have to have it only on Friday. I call Friday spaghetti and meatballs day, but yeah, any day is good. Hey, Mark, what do you think of Mao Waltz being alleged Manchurian candidate? Well, pretty funny. Manchurian Candidate's another great movie. Lots of great movies. The only problem with Waltz is he's not gonna have any time for the silliness because he's going to be the vice president of the United States. Trust me on that one. And I hope he continues to use toothpaste with fluoride so that he has his teeth. Now, here's the thing about Donald. He has come into the end of this election with such good things to talk about. For example, he is going to be the protector of women, whether they like it or not. Listen to that. The protector of women, whether they like it or not. And I said the first day that was coming out of his mouth that it was the language of abusers of women. Now, it turns out that everybody's saying it now because it is true. It's the language of the abusers of women. Those people who beat their wives, that's what they say. Whether you like it or not, Donald Trump, great, great guy. Okay, Greg has a question here. What's going to happen if Trump wins and has to go to jail for days, weeks, or months? No. Relax, Greg. It's not a problem. They can put the Oval Office in that trailer. But don't worry, he's not going to jail if he wins, but he's not going to win, so have no fear. Watch this. I mean, I've got family, friends, everybody says the same thing. What if? There is no what if. It's not going to happen. And I'll give you an example of why I know that. And first of all, let me take the words of Mary Trump. Mary Trump said this, and it's not good evidence, but it sort of describes where we are in a way. They asked her, same thing I get asked all the time, what if Donald does win? How do you know he won't? And she said, because he can't. He can't win. Not and have the United States survive. No, he can't win. We can't have that. That's why. Because we can't. We can't do this. We can't go 4 years like that. We can't have Europe falling apart when they find out that Donald wants to end NATO. I mean, I don't know how closely you follow this. I mean, my guess is that a lot of people don't. I mean, they know a little bit, but they don't follow this. They really don't. Because there's a long discussion about Ukraine. What would they do? Because first of all, Donald would turn Ukraine over to Putin, at which point, I don't know, Volodymyr Zelensky, where does he go? I mean, if he decides to stay and fight, he'll end up where Navalny went, which is dead in Antarctica, or I'm sorry, Arctic Circle. Well, they could send him down south too, either one. And then the other thing is you know, this shooting the media business. What? How about that? How do you like that? I mean, I'm not surprised that he finally got around to that one. He could take Bob Woodward, and you know, he's suing Woodward. Well, that's not going anywhere. Woodward has all the documents signed from all those tapes. But yeah, his idea is you take, you know, he wins the presidency, then you take Woodward and you put him up in Siberia. I mean, this is all lunacy. Not going to happen. Yeah, we ought to send more money, weapons, everything to Ukraine, because otherwise they're gone. I mean, hard to believe people don't understand. I mean, I just played the Hitler speeches for you. Didn't you listen to what he said? Oh, I'm sorry. You don't know that language. Woodward is a maroon. Yeah. Well, Woodward played the tapes. The words of Trump. What are you talking about? That has nothing to do with Woodward. Trump said the words. The words are on the tape. Trump doesn't want anybody to hear the words. True enough. But that isn't the deal they made. The deal they made is you come in and do the interviews and use the tapes. Well, he's using them. End of story. But leave it to Jeff Bezos. Now, really, think about that. What a little weasel. So scared of Donald Trump that he pulled the editorial that endorsed Kamala Harris. Hundreds of thousands of people have quit the Washington Post. I have not. I still receive the Washington Post. Absolutely. And then a few days later, I heard Woodward say that he wouldn't be quitting at all. That he, or he certainly still writes for the Post, but he would not be dropping his subscription, and that he personally would not do it. He'd keep it. He's going to. And I'm keeping mine for sure. You can't allow these people to win. You got to push back. You got to fight back. Killing the Washington Post would not be the answer. The answer is simple. Tomorrow. I love it. Tomorrow. Just wake up in the morning and defeat Donald J. Trump. End him. Stop it. Then in 2 weeks, when he gets in front of Judge Mershon, let's see how he's mouthing off. Because, see, if he mouths off to Judge Mershon, he will go to jail. Because, you know, there are two criteria for not going to jail for this kind of a crime. One, you have to be contrite. Well, Donald is not going to show contrition for anything. That's not going to happen. So that's one part of the criteria for putting Donald in jail. The second part is, would there be a chance that he might commit another crime? If the judge thinks that he's going to commit another crime, then he should put him in jail. Now, I suspect that Donald will be committing crimes as he walks through the courtroom door, mouthing off about everybody and everything, making threats. And his threats, by the way, today are worse than they've ever been. Threatening to kill people. Listen to that. Kill. This is the president of the United States, supposedly, who wants to kill Liz Cheney. Put 9 guns in her face and pull the trigger. Ha, ha, ha. 9 guns. A firing squad to kill his political enemy. Isn't that cute? Something wrong with this guy. He wants to have the media shot. Shoot him. When they're coming to get him, just put them right down the middle where they can go right through the news people, the fake news. Oh, he's so clever and so funny. Isn't it a shame that it turned out that his people, they were the fake news. David Pecker was the fake news. David Pecker made up stories. He lied. We know it because we heard it in court. Pecker admitted it. Really, he did. Okay. Here we are. Wendy's. Jules on Hampton. St. Louis Suit Company. And Tulane's. We're here. One day left. And then Donald will declare victory, but he will be going to jail. This is Showdown. I'm Mark Kaysen. Good night.